Galatians chapter 6, that's where we'll be tonight. The high school class is going to get a bit of a repeat from me for tonight, but I think that's okay because I like this passage. Galatians chapter 6, if you'll go ahead and turn there. This is the end of Paul's letter where he's been addressing a few problems with the Galatians, and he's been emphasizing this whole time in chapter 6, much about what the Christian walk looks like, especially what it looks like together. Regarding bearing one another's burdens and examining ourselves and things like that. And you get to this passage here, and in verse 7, Galatians chapter 6, and starting in verse 7, Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." And so you have this common idea here, at least common to us, about tending to the direction of our harvest, right? And typically when we think about that, we think about sowing our seed as a long-term investment, right? That you're thinking over a long period of time, which is an interesting way to think about that given how Jesus tells us to think day to day in Matthew chapter 6, if you'll turn there, but keep a marker in Galatians 6 for me. Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, and starting verse 31, we get the famous passage from the Sermon on the Mount. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows what you need, that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." And so from that passage, a lot of our culture tends to derive Jesus as sort of a hippie type character, right? Who's only going where the wind takes him and that sort of thing. And perhaps, you know, the peace that's supposed to be conveyed by that statement is, I guess, somewhat true. But that statement goes a lot deeper than that. And you put it in the context of this passage here about this idea of sowing and tending to your harvest. They're both actually the same call. But it is the call to tend to today's own troubles. Because in reality, to tend to today's own troubles is actually the best investment for tomorrow. The farmer, by tending to sowing his crops well in the spring, is actually setting himself up for the harvest later well. But if he's thinking constantly about the harvest and only that, without the sowing, nothing's going to happen, essentially. And that's an important reminder for me because I, like many other people, tend to think far too often about all these different hypothetical situations I could possibly be in the future. And all of them could not simultaneously happen at once, and yet I feel the need to emotionally prepare for all of them at the same time. And the result is I'm one of the world's chief overthinkers. You can ask Beth, and it's absolutely true. And too often I miss the decisions that God is putting in front of me day to day. I Googled how many decisions the average adult makes in a day, and it's something around 35,000 decisions that are at least vaguely conscious. And that's anything from, you know, how much salt to put on your omelet to what shirt to wear to church and things like that. So there's some that are trivial, but all of them in some way orient us in a certain direction for how that day is going to go. And over long term, how that year and how our life goes. So what Paul is, and Jesus both, are calling for us to do here in our Christian walk is that we pay very close attention to what's actually in front of us. And by doing that, that's how we get where we actually want to go. And that's how we prepare ourselves for the hard decisions. Because the whole idea of sowing what you reap goes right along with the idea that when it's in our darkest moments, when it's time to dig deep and to find something that can overcome whatever suffering it is in front of us, we're not going to find something there that wasn't there already. We're not going to find something that we weren't already sowing and already planting. And so that's a reminder I need, because too often I miss how many fleshly and selfish decisions I am making in my own day by thinking way too far ahead and stressing myself out way too much about things that I can't control. Instead, I need to be tending to sowing of the Spirit. I need to be paying very close attention to what decisions I'm actually making. And the more conscious I can be of them, the more conscious I can be whether or not I'm actually aiming up or down, whether or not I'm actually sowing of the flesh or sowing of the spirit. And I say all that because tonight is a part of our service on Wednesdays where we offer an invitation to make a decision and to make a very conscious decision. It's a decision to be more conscious of what we're sowing and to intentionally sow good things to the best of our ability. It's an invitation to decide to pay very close attention about to what we're doing and who we are and who we are in the face of God. It's a decision to actively pursue a relationship and understanding of who God even is. It's an invitation to tend to the troubles of today that actually matter the most. And in doing so, we have the hope of reaping everlasting life. It's a decision we are only able to make by the mercy and grace of God. But tonight, and it can extend to a million different situations, but they can be summarized in a couple different ones. Perhaps you're a person who has been deciding to think about this very hard and deciding to try to pursue God in some manner. And you know that it's time to make the final decision that you're building up to finally commit your life to Christ and say, I'm going to sow of the Spirit. I'm going to sow good things. And you want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Or perhaps you're someone who's already been baptized and you've slacked off on what you're sowing. And you know it's time to reorient yourself and make more conscious decisions of what you're doing. And you need the help of God and you need the help of your brethren to get there. And in Galatians 6 here, Paul's very much focusing on bearing one another's burdens. And I'll let you know right now, you're in a congregation that's very good about bearing one another's burdens. So, this is your invitation to simply step into an aisle and make your way to the front as we stand and as we sing.